An historic visit here by a wartime leader, talks in Florida between his officials and the US, talks in Moscow between the US and Russia, talks today in Brussels with NATO foreign ministers, but not the US. And still, no end in sight to the almost four-year war on Ukraine by Russia. Let's hear what the Estonian foreign minister had to say on his way into that NATO meeting in Brussels this morning.
Estonian government already in March this year decided that if there is a need, and this the formation of the coalition of the willing security guarantees boots on the ground, we will participate. Even we are the neighboring country and a small country to Russia, and we are the front line of the east to NATO. But we must understand that if we can keep the peace in Ukraine, then we are securing Europe as well. We must actually decide what we are going to do in Europe. Putin cannot decide over us. And as well, US cannot make decisions instead of us.
That's Estonian Foreign Minister Margus Tsahkna on his way into that NATO meeting in Brussels this morning. Let's speak to Robert Peschel. He's former Polish diplomat and director of the NATO office in Moscow, now a senior fellow at the Warsaw-based Centre for Eastern Studies. Robert, good morning. Thank you very much for taking our call.
My pleasure.
What do you make of what's been happening or not happening this week?
Well, in some respect, it's all predictable because, you know, we know exactly what, you know, Putin's Russia wants. It does want to continue the war because he believes it's winning it. It's wrong, but that's what they believe in. And, you know, that's why they keep sort of this narrative of threats, you know, towards Europe and Ukraine, of course, you know, combined with a sort of a charm offensive towards US, because they believe there are people in the US administration who are kind of falling for this. So, you know, what we saw yesterday was kind of predictable, although, you know, even on the charm offensive, you know, I mean, they couldn't resist doing what Russians do, which is, you know, to make the delegation wait. But the serious point is it's more about us, if you like, you know, us, Americans, Europeans, people in the West, you know, where do we stand? We should not be, we should not allow, you know, the aggressor to dictate the terms. One almost had an impression yesterday that Americans were discussing with Russia some territories, and, you know, if somebody was not aware what this war is about, they might get an impression that was actually at the end of a war between US and Russia. So it's two countries, including US, discussing Ukrainian territory. So now the big issue is, how will, you know, this administration finally, which turn will it take? You know, and I think Mr. Zelensky, President Zelensky, was in Ireland. He made a very powerful message. You know, if you are on the side of peace, you have to be on the side of Ukraine. There is no kind of, you know, this is pretty black and white.
Tony Connolly, our Europe editor, Robert, was telling us earlier that there's a growing sense in Europe that the U.S. is moving away from being the central player in NATO and more towards trying to put itself forward as an honest broker between Europe and Russia. What do you think?
Well, one does get this impression, particularly when, you know, I mean, listening to various people, administrations, sometimes President Trump, that is, of course, wrong. And that's, by the way, not the view of the American people, who are all dependent on Russia. They are firmly on the side of Ukraine, and they don't like Russia and Putin, and that they don't like this kind of strange bromance. You know, but the issue is there, and yes, it's very telling that Secretary of State Rubio is actually not even there at the NATO meeting, which is, you know, something which has not happened since 1999, only two meetings of foreign ministers, and he should be there. And one strong suspicion is he just didn't want to answer some of the more difficult questions from the allies. In a nutshell, it's a test for the U.S. Who does it want to be? Does it still want to be a leader of however imperfect, you know, the Western democracy community, or he wants to side on many issues with countries like Russia, and who knows, maybe in the future also China. So this is a serious discussion. I remain optimistic that it is in U.S. interest, let's not forget about this, from economic, political and other points of view, to maintain this community. But it's a difficult time. There's no question about that. There are challenges.
Robert, thank you very much for that. That's Robert Bichel, former Polish diplomat and director for the NATO office in Moscow, now a senior fellow at the Warsaw-based Center for Eastern Studies. 2 minutes to 9.